Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Tim Peterson, the principal of the Founders Academy of Las Vegas. And how often do we discuss Socrates on this program? Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Buzz Harris, Mary Lau, and Josh Gross. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome for the first time to the program, Tim Peterson. He is the principal of Founders Academy of Las Vegas, which on its board has two people well known to this audience, Dr. Jeff Geis and Councilman Bob Beers. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir. Got some questions for you right off the bat. Is Founders Academy a charter school?
Yes, sir. We're an open enrollment public charter school.
Okay, so this means that anybody can go from the district can come to the school if they qualify?
Yes, sir. It's just based on open enrollment. As long as we have space, anyone can apply.
Okay, and they don't have to go through the 100 days in the regular public schools to be able to apply?
That is correct.
Okay, and do you get the same public funding from the school district that all the other schools get?
Well, we do not get the same amount of money per student that the regular public school gets. We get a limited amount. We don't get funding for facilities. So we get a percentage of what the normal public school gets, which is a little less than half of what the regular public school gets.
Okay, so how do you make up the rest of your funding?
We seek grants. We seek donations. We seek opportunities for anyone who wants to help us participate in what we're doing. We're a 501c3, so basically our goal is to, we do the best we can with what we have, but we're always seeking additional funds from any other sources that are out there.
All right, well, it's very intriguing. Going through some of the information on the Founders Academy, it says the mission of the Founders Academy is to train the minds and improve the hearts of people through a rigorous classical education in the liberal arts and sciences with instruction in principles of moral character and civic virtue. Let's start out with, first of all, how do you define a rigorous classical education in the liberal arts and sciences?
Well, that's a great question, and I think that what's important to understand is it's not a new idea. It's a liberal arts approach, or some would call it a humanities approach. Our goal is to a curriculum that our curriculum is developed based on the classics. We're going to come from an approach that says we're going to integrate history, language arts, math, science, music, everything that you can do along a history timeline, and allow that to overlap and happen and see what happens in over a timeline rather than just breaking up into subjects. We don't live our lives in subjects. I'm not sure why we want to always teach it that way. We have created a curriculum that integrates all the subjects so that students can see that there's a whole lot more going on than just that one section or that one piece of information. By doing that and by integrating that with classical literature, the great historians, the opportunity to throw, we develop and teach logic and Latin beginning in sixth grade. And so when you integrate all those together, the rigor and the ability to really learn how to learn rather than just regurgitate information for a test is what we're trying to develop with our curriculum and our classrooms.
And how does that affect the testing process? Because obviously this is a different way of going about things than the standard Clark County School District.
Well, I think you have to kind of back up even more, because what we want to do is really develop the ability to teach students how to learn, how to communicate well what they've learned, and we want to do that with a high level of integrity, because it doesn't really matter what you're doing in your life. You're learning new things. You have to be able to communicate those things, and you want to do that with a high level of integrity to be a trustworthy individual. So when it comes to testing, I think what we're teaching students how to do is really learn how to learn and think and not just give answers on a test. So our tests aren't all multiple choice. Our tests are going to be essay tests. We're going to have written, oral opportunities to give answers to tests. And we're going to develop the whole person rather than just somebody who can remember something long enough to fill in the A, B, C, or D on a Scantron. Now, that's a challenge because all of the standardized testing is designed to either be done on a computer or on a Scantron sheet. But I think that because of the approach that we take, those kinds of testings are really pretty simple for us to do because our students will learn how to think well and process information rather than just know an answer to a specific question and go to the next thing.
What's your graduation rate looking like?
Well, currently we're only kindergarten through 11th grade. We started last year K through 10, added 11th grade this year, and we'll add 12th grade next year.
All right, but
so how, right now we have. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, how is it looking at this point in time as you look at the students who have progressed through 10 and now 11? How are they looking towards, you know, being able to graduate on time?
At this point, everybody we have enrolled in our school is on track. Of course, we only have four 11th graders right now because we're just getting started. And a transition for a high school student is kind of a challenge at that point in their high school career. But a lot of our growth, obviously, for those grades will come organically as we continue through the years.
Okay, so as you teach the students, I mean, do you use contemporary methods like computers, like iPads, those kind of things, or is it much more conversational and you know, thought-based?
It's very very traditional in terms of the classroom setting is set up to where the teacher is the center of the classroom, students' desks face the front of the room, and there's a lot of teacher instruction, a lot of discussion, a lot of Socratic discussion where the kids are involved in what's going on, and the goal is to have kids be involved in the process much more so than just do group projects or spend a lot of time on a computer. I think that computers, we certainly have computer labs, but the computers are not going to be the core of what we do. Our teaching is going to happen from the teachers and the instructors, those who have the content knowledge. And so we want to create an environment where students have the opportunity to really learn information, ask good questions. I think one of the important things we try to teach our students is that the ability to ask good questions is so critical. When you have students asking good questions, you know they're involved. When they're on a computer, a lot of times, they don't have a whole lot of interaction. We want to teach them how to build relationships, develop the ability to communicate well with others around them, and also learn how to really be engaged. by asking good questions, giving good answers, and having good discussions. So our classrooms are going to be a lot more traditional when it comes to the idea of having an instructor instruct and students learn.
Okay, and I have to ask you, what does Socratic discussion mean?
It's a philosophy that based on Socrates, where the way he taught was that he sat in the room, or whenever he would orate, he would give a lecture, or he would give an idea, and then the group would discuss it, and they would ask each other questions and challenge one another and debate and go back and forth and challenge one another with the best ideas or the best ways to decide what the truth of a matter was. Socrates' goal was to seek truth, goodness, and beauty in his teaching. And so for that to be done, we've got to have a good conversation. We've got to have everybody involved in the great conversation, so to speak.
All right, let's take a break. More with Tim Peterson when we come back.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%
of our healthcare spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lorianne, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Tim Peterson. He's the principal of Founders Academy of Las Vegas. Now, this is a national organization, correct? You have schools across the country.
Actually, no. Founders Academy is an independent school, but we work work well with an organization called the Barney Charter School Initiative from out of Hillsdale College. And what the Barney Charter School Initiative does is it provides curriculum and training for our teachers. But it's kind of a loosely organized group of schools that are charter schools that want to develop a classical education, offer a classical curriculum, and we work very closely with those at Hillsdale to develop our curriculum to do our teacher training. So the initiative was started probably 6 or 7 years ago, and there's maybe 10 or 12 schools nationwide that work with Hillsdale through that. But it is not a formal organization. It's just a resource that we use to help develop our curriculum and train teachers.
Okay, so a couple of the other things that are in the mission statement are instruction in the principles of moral character and civic virtue. Explain how that plays out.
Well, I think it's important to understand Aristotle's point said that to educate the mind without educating the heart is no education at all. And I think what we have to understand in this day and time, education is very, very important. We would all agree with that. But I think I could show you some headlines where we've got some very educated folks who are doing some pretty silly things because of the fact that the whole character side, the integrity side of what they do is not as important. And I think that it's important for us as a nation to continue to develop and understand who we are, that we need to understand that the idea of self-government, the idea of self-discipline, the idea of high moral character, integrity, is essential in an education. As far as I'm concerned, the purpose of education would be to develop character. If you can establish the attitudes and habits that go along with high moral character, developing quality character and integrity, then you're gonna develop a young man or woman who's gonna want to do well at whatever they do and gonna succeed at whatever they do and be able to do that with a high level of integrity.
And it's interesting, and I'm not saying this really from a political point of view, but it sounds like, you know, it's a liberal education with a conservative bent. Would that be accurate?
You know, I guess you could categorize it that way. I think what it is really it's a liberal arts education. The idea of the term liberal arts comes from the idea that for a free man to remain free, you have to have a well-educated populace. And so our goal is to well-educate. We want to educate well in Western civilization, in the classics. Our founding fathers were classically educated and educated in the classics. They spoke Latin. They understood those languages. And all of these things are part of what our country has become based on the ideas and the conversation that has come from as far as the Greek and Roman times and into our own founding of our own nation and understanding our history well so that we can continue to develop that. So a liberal arts education is designed for free men to remain free. And I think that it's important. It's incumbent upon our generation to be sure the next generation has that foundation so that they can make good and wise decisions in regard to what our country has become and what our nation has become, because we're pretty influential around the world. We have the longest living constitution, and we have quite an impact around the world. And I think there's a lot of foundational things that are important. So to say conservative or liberal, I think is not necessarily the goal. The goal is to have a well-educated populace that will make wise and good decisions as they take over the leadership responsibilities of the future of our country.
And that's where we have to leave it. Tim Peterson, fascinating discussion here. We'll check back with you. He's the principal of Founders Academy of Las Vegas, and we'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
When you're seriously injured, it's all about the money.
Money you need after an accident.
Laub & Laub has the know-how and attitude to fight for your money.
Call Laub & Laub.
One family, one owner, serving Northern Nevada since 1964. As your Couture dry cleaner and alteration specialist, and the only cleaner of fine French linen. From Deluxe Laundry, our signature brand, to our expert drapery, blind, and window treatment cleaning service. From handbag cleaning in a clutch to a nationalized partner in textile restoration. Bobby Page's, over 50 years of innovation. We're not just a dry cleaner, we're your neighborhood textile group. Visit us at bobbypages.com.
Northern Nevada and Northern California's number one area rug cleaning facility is now Evergreen Carpet Care. Our four-step process begins with thoroughly removing all dirt, dust, and lint. Then your rug is expertly and delicately cleaned in our rug washing pool. After the cleaning process, we rinse your rug in our special centrifuge. Then your rug is hung to dry. Evergreen Carpet Care makes it easy with free pickup and delivery of your area rugs.
For expert rug cleaning and more, it's forever Evergreen.
Full Circle Flooring was voted Best Carpet Store in Reno for 2015. We have a massive selection of flooring to fit your needs. With no pushy salesmen and great customer service, there's nowhere else to go but here. Life happens, and that's okay. With Shaw's Life Happens Carpet, there's no need to worry. Come in now and save big.
Pizza Baron has two locations. We deliver piping hot all over town.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Sam back on Nevada Newsmakers. We have a great PowerPoint panel as always. Welcome back, Buzz Harris, president of WBH Enterprises, Mary Lau, president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors, and Josh Grosch, for the first time, he's publisher of Beverly Hills Weekly. So I wanted to start out, and this wasn't my intention, but the president kind of forced the issue. He spoke last night as we're taping this to the country from the Oval Office. And watching so many of the candidates for president on the Sunday shows, it kind of scares me watching them hearing the rhetoric, because we're terrifying our country when I don't believe that our country needs to be aware but not terrified. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think that there's been so many discussions and so much debate and probably a lot of information that is, especially like after the incident in San Bernardino when the count wasn't even known, and then, you know, what do people trust? What do they know when the numbers are changing and what really happened and all the speculation and those kinds of things? And so I think it's difficult to establish that trust amongst whether it's government and the people when things are false or, you know, misinterpreted.
There was a letter to the editor from the head of the Muslim community in Reno in the paper. And instead of it being an article, it was a tiny letter that you would have missed if you weren't looking for it. And it seemed to me that it's the responsibility of the media at this point in time to at least be fair and to give coverage to those. Because the author was saying, this is a terrible tragedy. We are as shocked as anybody else is. And I'm paraphrasing. But don't we have an obligation to do that when we look at the history of our country and some of the things we've done in the past that maybe some of us are not so proud about?
Like, who's we have an obligation? The press?
The press, yes.
Absolutely.
Well, actually, I think all of us.
Well, I agree with you. That's why I wanted to identify the who's the we. First of all, it annoyed me that he messed with my football games. So I turned it off. But and used it to go upstairs and cook tacos. There you go. But I wanted nothing to do with the rhetoric. The press is using it for politics, and they use it for ratings, and that's it. People are running around in fear, speaking platitudes and everything else, and you're right, it's gone beyond the pale. We're no longer working together as a community. We're no longer adjusting. We're no longer accepting. We're back. I can only imagine the panic during the war when they, you know, all of a sudden everybody Japanese had to be interned. What's going on again? Have we really learned nothing?
And we are used to presidential rhetoric, and there's a huge difference between running for office and governing, and we know that. But at a time like this, wouldn't one think that it was incumbent upon the presidential candidates to take a more realistic approach?
Well, you would think that, but Sam, I think that everybody's pandering to their base. And I got to tell you, I've been critical of President Obama, but I think this is a fairly reasonable speech. I also think, personally, if you're on a watch list, you don't have any business buying a gun. I mean, to me, that is not an overreach. That is not a violation of the Second Amendment. It's a very reasonable approach. So I was impressed with the president's speech. What I think is going to be interesting to see is, are they going to do anything, or is there going to be the usual inaction that we always see every time, unfortunately, there's a terrible tragedy like this, nothing happens, and I don't think anything will come of it.
Yeah, well, who's going to man the watch list? I mean, come on, I can put your name on a watch list if I'm pissed off at you for something.
But, Mary, why have a watch list if we're not even going to enforce it?
Well, that's exactly it. But who mans a watch list? I'm not sure we need a watch list. A private, something above at a security level, maybe. But a watch list that's going to turn around and be a trigger point, or rather you can have a weapon, rather you can leave the country, rather you can do this or do that. Are we really going to give up all those freedoms out of fear?
I think what we need to determine is whether the watch list is working. I mean, that's a separate issue. Remember after 9/11, it became a very big issue. Just flying in Reno the other day, I noticed, you know, it's amazing how the security has started to get a little more lax, and people are getting a little more comfortable with everything. So definitely they need to be tied in with each other. I mean, as I said, I don't think anybody has any business being on one list and then going to purchase a firearm, but it's been interesting to see what happens with that.
We'll have more discussions on this later, I'm sure, but isn't gun control an issue that is multi-generational? Because it's kind of like raising the age on Social Security. You're not going to be able to do anything about this issue today, tomorrow, next week. But if you want to do something that comes in over a period of years, isn't that the way that would be a reasonable approach?
Well, I mean, if you're going to change something like that, it's like changing our education system. I mean, you're changing a whole culture, a whole thought process. It's not going to happen overnight. And when you have these insecurities, and I heard the other day that, you know, the amount of guns that have been registered in the last 3 or 4 months has skyrocketed.
And it always does with these kind of incidents. Yeah. Yeah.
As well as kids going to school with you know, bulletproof backpacks. I mean, there's a company out there that has these bulletproof backpacks, and they're selling like, you know, they were selling like 20,000 or 20 a week, and now they're selling like 3,000 a month. You know, it's crazy.
Okay, and what's missing here is context. How many people die on the road every day in a car accident? How many people in this country have a heart attack and die, or die from lung cancer?
When you look at it, this is a hot button right now. It's political speak. It's campaign season, and it's going to keep up because they're pushing it until they can get something done. It's like immigration reform. Everybody knows Ted Kennedy had the perfect bill, and it got killed because it was politically expedient to keep immigration screwed up. So now gun control is the perfect thing that we can talk about for supposed to be a certain constituency. It's a joke. Gun control used to be you drop your weapon off at the sheriff's office before you go to the bar. We've always had those issues. I agree with you. And the country is gun-free zones. It doesn't seem to be the answer, because gun-free zones becomes where the victims are.
You get the last word here, Josh.
Well, look, we're going to have to wait and see what happens, but my guess is nothing.
Okay, and that's the bottom line, and that's the way it's been for a long time, but some of us wish it would change. We'll be right back.
Get the Charter Spectrum Triple Play. It's more than meets the eye. With over 200 free HD channels available, it's the most HD you can get. Instant access to over 10,000 on-demand movies and shows. Plus the Charter app for live TV that jumps to mobile devices in any room. All for $29.99 a month, plus free DVR service. Switch to Charter Spectrum Internet. Faster than the speed of WoW. Take off with 60 megs of speed. Bandwidth that lets multi-people multitask, stream movies, play games, watch videos, and share Vines all at once. No slowdowns. Shazam! For only $29.99 a month, just call 877-959-1634. Then pick up Charter Spectrum Voice for unlimited local and long-distance calling. And catch this. No drop calls. Stuck in a contract? Charter pays up to $500 to get you out. Charter Spectrum TV, Internet, and Voice, $29.99 a month each. Plus free DVR service. Call 877-959-1634.
Looking for a new career? You should consider a stable career as a heating, air conditioning, and refrigeration technician.
After I graduated from CCNN, I felt really confident because I started getting all kinds of job offers and all kinds of job interviews. And I felt like I actually had the techniques and I had all the skill from school to actually do the jobs that I was applying for. Well, I feel really good about actually having a career that I can build my life around. I've never had an actual skill that I can actually anchor myself to that can just take me to so many different places. What I like about CCNN is they really help you find in yourself what you can actually succeed in. Well, obviously, the best thing that's happened to me since graduation is getting a career.
Start your career as a heating, air conditioning, and refrigeration technician now by calling CCNN at 775-583-4696. 775-583-4696.
On our next broadcast, Dr. Jeffrey Geis will see you then.